Welcome to the True Fitness Academy Podcast.
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 Your source for the truth in health and fitness. Now here are your podcast personal trainers, Ian and Tyler.
And I'm Tyler.
And we are your podcast personal trainers for Wednesday, the 5th, 16th
yes.
of December. It's getting towards Christmas.
I think it's Wednesday the 15th.
It's 16th. It's the 15th.
The Tuesday. So yeah, it would be Wednesday the 16th.
Yeah, come on. I looked at my watch. You guys, the date right there.
I was misinformed by somebody else's. And you know when somebody's like, oh, you have till the 15th?
Uh-huh.
But... Really, somebody thought that Wednesday was the 15th, and so now I've been thinking that Wednesday was the 15th for the last week.
Right.
Yeah, I'm blaming someone else for that mistake.
I would. Why wouldn't you?
You want to know some fun fact, too?
What's up? I haven't
touched the mic in so long.
I know. It's really impressive.
I haven't grabbed at it. There's been multiple times where I've wanted to, but I haven't. Mm. How's your tea?
Delicious. I got a chamomile citrus. Smells delicious. I'd take a whiff of that, Tyler. And while you're at it, I want you to try something. I put these over here on purpose. I'm hiding the name, so you can't read what it is. I'm going to grab you a little bit of this. And you're going to eat it.
It is a leaf.
Of some sort.
It is a leaf of some sort that looks like it has been deep fried. And...
Just eat the damn thing.
No, I'm trying to give a visual to the people listening.
It's got like an orange crust on
it. Yeah, there's like an orange... I'm trying to figure... Like, you know, deep fried...
calamari?
No, calamari has it consistent. I was going to say like a zucchini. Yeah, you know, like you can see the zucchini
Through it. It's almost like tempura.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can tell that there's a leaf. And when I say a leaf, like I'm literally talking like this looks like it was pulled off a tree.
Right.
It's green and looks...
Just eat it now.
Is it spicy though? Because
it's not
spicy. No, it's
not spicy at all. Not spicy at all. There are no spicy things in it.
I'm smelling it right now to make. I'm giving a visual. This is a great thing to do on podcasts where they can't see it.
Yeah, I know, but we'll put it up on. How is it?
It's like really dry.
Like it's supposed to be a chip,
but
I've tasted
it before, but I don't know what like.
I don't think you've tasted it because it's these are kale chips, raw, dehydrated kale.
But the cheesy.
It's not cheese at all.
It says something
there's
cheesy.
There's no
quietly cheesy,
quite cheesy on it, but there's no cheese in it. It's kale, red bell peppers, cashews, lemon juice, yeast, and Himalayan crystal salt.
Maybe it's the red pepper.
Yeah, well,
that I can taste.
Yeah,
and it
it's not, even red, it's not that, red pepper; it's red bell pepper.
It's either it's that, or it has a weird, not artificial, but like, it does have a cheesy taste to it.
It does. The cashews do that. You can make cheese out of nuts, like walnut cheese is actually really, really good. I had walnut nachos one time on fake chips. It was so good. It was really good. What do you think? I fell in love with these. I think they're delicious. Like, I have to pace myself because I want to down that whole bag. But
they kind of taste like a weird Cheez-It.
Yeah. Because I've been getting into the whole raw thing lately.
Yeah.
Because all I've been eating is salad and meat protein shakes. And I was like, I need some extra stuff. And I was like, nuts are great. Raw nuts. Did you listen to the Adam Carolla podcast with the superfood on it?
No.
They talk about, like, because I always bash the people who say, oh, this is the way our bodies were meant to eat, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, and Adam asked, why raw? He says, well, that's the most simple thing. It's what we started with first. So it's not like it's the most correct thing. It's the most simple thing for our bodies. I was like, that's the most intelligent response to that question I've ever heard. So I got those, and I like it, and I don't know. That's just... I think they're good.
It tastes good. I will say I'm a visual eater. The leaf freaked me out.
Yeah, I know it did. That's why that's why I wanted to do it on the podcast.
100%. I mean, it tasted fine. Like,
right.
If I was starving and had nothing to eat, I would eat it. I
won't be searching that out.
Right. I understood you wouldn't. Tyler, for Tyler to add something new to his food vocabulary, it takes a long time.
Vocabulary, I can talk about food.
I meant food.
My eating resume.
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah.
My staples in the food department. Yeah, right. It takes a while for you to get on that list. Like a VIP list. You gotta know somebody. You gotta know somebody to get on my eating list.
Yeah, yeah. If that was mixed in with something ranch, and
I might be able to get it.
Yeah, exactly. So, all right. I thought that would be a fun way to kick off the podcast. So today we are continuing with our case study week, and we are hitting it hard with Randy. He is a 52-year-old.
Randy.
And of course, again, these are not the real names of the people, so if you are listening, you're like, that sounds like me. It probably was you, if you sent us in something. Randy is 5'10".
Okay.
And 235 pounds. Randy's a little bit overweight.
Do we have a picture of Randy?
Let me check. Keep talking while I look.
Sorry, I was looking at you. I know, dead air. That sounds great.
Yeah, especially with the whole kale chip. Event.
Well,
there's a lot of dead air on this. Especially the internet's been running really slow as of late.
Computer said that we have two IP addresses using the same thing. Did yours do that?
No.
Okay.
All right. Here's a picture.
Okay.
Of Randy at the grill.
Okay.
He looks hardcore.
He does. He looks kind of angry, too.
Yeah, he looks like he looks like he's going to, like, stab someone. Man. That's an intense picture. I mean, he doesn't look like he's out of shape, but he looks like he could be going out of shape.
Yeah.
You know, like, he's definitely on his way out. And so...
He's got a good chunk of weight that he could lose.
Yeah. So, out of the letter...
But I wouldn't say he's fat. Like, I would never look at him and go, hey, you're fat.
Mm-mm. Looks like he's aging very well. Uh-huh. I mean, like... Very well for a 52-year-old. Mm-hmm. All right, so we pulled out some of the things that Randy had told us.
It's like pulling the stuff out of my teeth.
Yeah, it stays with you for a little bit.
Oh, great.
Yep.
Thanks.
Just drink your hot chocolate. So Randy, his main goals, he wants to lose his stomach, and he wants to increase his energy at work. Those are the two goals that he really has. He's also a golfer. And he does have lower back pain and an ankle issue. And when he said ankle issue, all I got from it was that he's sprained it a few times and he's afraid he might sprain it again.
Okay. So he's being a wuss.
Pretty much. Uh-huh. Yeah, pretty much. I mean, and the thing is, when you get into older guys, my experiences with them is that they don't, I mean, they're stuck in their ways a lot of times and they're not willing to, like, change. Just because they've experienced an ankle injury before doesn't necessarily mean that they're gonna experience one again. So, all right. So, let's see. Where does it say how many days does Randy have to work out? He's got 2 to 3 days to work out, and one of those has to be on the weekend. So he's got 2 to 3 days, and he doesn't want to spend on the weekend. He doesn't want to spend more than half an hour doing his thing. Because he's been golfing, so he's going to go golf and then do some weights. So, I mean, golf, if he walks it, that's cardio.
Oh, yeah.
If he carts it...
I would almost say if he walked it, then don't even worry about...
Yeah. No, I mean, my main concern with Randy, like, I mean, yes, we have his stomach and his energy, but as people get older, especially men, and looking at his picture, we lose mobility and flexibility. So that would be my main concern with him, just looking at him. Looks like he's getting into some bad postural habits, and especially with his low back pain, that's like a blinking red light for me that, hey, you should probably work on your flexibility and mobility. So,
okay,
those are two big things there.
So where are you throwing him off to right off the bat?
Well, let's see. Since he only has 2 to 3 days to work out, he's only going to be doing, not only, but he's going to be doing a total body workout.
Okay.
And since his main goal is to lose his stomach and he wants to increase energy, we don't want to push him too hard too fast.
Yes.
So I'm going to start him off with mostly body weight exercises. And because that, just getting back into it, he said he hasn't been working out a lot in the past. So I would start him off with body weight exercises 3 times a week. Even after his golf, especially, I want him doing foam rolling and stretching. Big time.
No, that makes sense. The stretching does. Oh, see, my gut instinct was just thinking that he hasn't worked out in a while.
Uh-huh.
It matters his personality. It's hard to grasp a right. person by the one email. Is that if they're like me and they don't enjoy people uh-huh. in their workout facility, like in their workout time, yeah, I would do a full body by himself, you know, kind of. Since he's not going to have a trainer with him, I would maybe put him on machines that I felt more comfortable with.
See, because here's my issue with older people and machines. And older is it's a very subjective term. Don't jump on me for it. But once you get into your 50s, I don't put anyone on a machine. Oh. Unless it's a bicep machine or a tricep machine. Because machines, especially with poor mobility, you're setting yourself up for an injury, in my mind. Because you're being forced to move in a range of motion that your body doesn't necessarily want to do. So bicep, triceps, and shoulders are the only things I would do on machines. I wouldn't do the leg press or the knee extension, leg extension, because he's not a bodybuilder, so he doesn't need either of those.
Because, see, when you said body weight, I went instantly to push-ups, and I would be entertained if he could do a push-up.
I'm okay with him starting on knees push-ups.
Okay.
Knees push-ups, body weight squats. And again, I really want him to work. Like, I want him to spend good 15 minutes before doing, like, toy soldier walks, butt kickers, leg swings, foam okay. rolling, all of that because, again, as you get older, your hips start to freeze up.
Yeah.
I mean, you see those old men walk around with canes and all that and can barely get upstairs because they didn't pay attention to their mobility in their 50s, and so they're suffering for it into their 60s and 70s.
Because, see, my other thing was that if, like, let's say he likes people or maybe he has a wife that he wants to work out with or something like that,
uh-huh.
I was going to say just go classes.
Yeah. I there's a lot. The funny thing is at the new gym I work at in Walnut Creek, it's an older population. But there's so many more guys that work out in the classes than down in L.A.
Uh-huh.
It's weird. So, yeah, I mean, sure. If
I was thinking just classes in the sense of, I know being older, a lot of people like to maybe spend time with their significant other, or they don't want to at all.
Right.
So you can pick or choose that, Randy.
Uh-huh.
But then the other thing is, my thing is, like, more of a, I go for what they want first, and then I go for what I feel they should want after it.
Absolutely.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. And I agree 100% with that. Sorry, I went to put away my tea bag. I agree 100% with that, but I think he can start losing his stomach if he starts doing the mobility work too. That's going to put a sweat on him.
Yeah.
And plus, he needs a longer warm-up, so that'll also help out with that. And I mean, yeah.
So my instinct was just to knock out cardio 2 to 3 times a week and just see where that – because I don't see him trying to gain mass in his chest or his arms anything like that. So doing a cardio that was like a full body cardio, which could be weights and stuff like that, would probably work out better, I feel, to his needs within the stretching.
Yeah.
Because like my head was – like I was thinking maybe doing – like a Pilates or yoga class once a week.
Okay.
To kind of zen him out, but like stretch him out, work on the stuff that he should be working on.
Uh-huh.
But then doing some kind of on this high intensity interval training kick.
Right.
Where it then cuts the fat a lot faster.
Okay.
That was kind of where I was, like, my gut instinct was, okay, one day he does the full body high intensity, then the other day he does, like, a class.
Okay, so you're talking just cardio one day, Pilates or yoga another day, and then on his third day.
Well, I'm talking, like, full body weights with cardio.
Okay.
Like, an hour of, like, half hour of it being full body weights, and then a half hour of it being, like, on the elliptical or treadmill doing whatever he feels comfortable doing at a high intensity workout interval training thing. And then the second day being a Pilates or yoga, something like that, because I also find that maybe a older person, if, and this is kind of with anybody, if they get that quote-unquote soreness, they then don't want to come back.
Absolutely.
And that's where you kind of have to play with that fine line of being productive, mm-hmm. but not productive enough that it hurts right. too much. And that's where, especially with older people, I'm fearful of overtraining.
Absolutely. Okay, so let's break this down for our good friend Randy so that he can make sense of our talking. So I'm going to say you must do this. You must do mobility training 15 minutes before every single workout.
Okay.
That's going to be my – I'm going to stand to that. Then the next half hour on day one is going to be weights, strength training, resistance yes. training. So we got that for 30. And then the last 15 minutes, you're doing high-intensity interval training with your cardio. So the mobility work is your warm-up as well. So you have just done an hour's worth of work. Day two is going to be yoga or Pilates. You don't have to do the mobility beforehand, but I would like you to. So that's going to be Pilates or yoga. And then what is day three going to look like for him? Since he's only got about half an hour.
Well, if he's doing golf, I mean, if he plays golf once a week, after his golf game,
uh-huh.
or maybe before, I would first stretch out of control beforehand, and then I'd stretch afterhand. And
yeah, I wouldn't stretch beforehand.
Really?
No.
Just to get, like, warmed up?
I mean, I would go through, like, a couple dynamic
I guess that's movements, more what I was...
But I wouldn't, like, stretch.
Oh, I'm not talking, like... calf, like, leaning over and
okay,
bending
okay.
over. Like,
because I'm, when, the warm-up when a lot of people hear stretch, yeah. they're thinking...
I'm saying stretch, but I'm meaning, like, warm-up and get ready to play the game. So it's just not cold turkey.
Right.
Boom.
So before your work, before your golf, you got to do dynamic stuff. Do a warm-up
of some sort.
Right. 5 to 10 minutes of that.
And then afterwards, I would stretch and work and do the mobility and that stuff.
So you're
like, a little half hour of yeah. it.
And then core work.
Yeah, knock out some abs.
Yeah.
Or some planks and stuff like that.
Exactly. That's, I mean, that is, right there is a good 3-day program because, one, he's going to notice his energy is going to bounce up with that the cardio. And the mobility work, I think, is really going to give him more energy at work. And he's going to lose his gut 10 times faster. Randy, check out Friday's podcast. Because that's when we're really going to get into nutrition.
Everybody check out Friday's yeah. podcast. But Randy's, I feel, if you just nutrition-wise, you'll see some results too.
Absolutely.
Because it doesn't look like a beer gut. It just looks like your normal, you have about 30 pounds you could lose.
Right. Let's say this, just for funsies. Randy doesn't have access to a Pilates or yoga class.
Okay.
What are we going to have him do instead on day two?
Day two,
instead of Pilates or yoga, say he's only got access to a little weight to a weight room, and that's about it. Because I would, I mean, personally, if you, I might buy some DVDs of a yoga class or a Pilates class. You're gonna have to cycle through them quite frequently so that you don't get, you know, adapt to them very too quickly. But you could do that, so you can do them at home. Yeah, but that would be my best solution. My favorite solution.
Or maybe, I mean, some guys, I don't know Randy's personality. He could be a guy's guy, and the thought of being a Pilates or yoga class is
right
ridiculous to him. Which, Randy, I completely understand. I'm partly in the same boat.
My knee-jerk reaction is get over it.
Yeah.
Because, by not doing the class, you're being more of a bitch. Than by doing the class.
We can't say words like that.
You can say bitch just means female dog.
But I don't want to get the explicit rating.
I don't care.
So I would then maybe do a... What's the word I'm looking for? I'd do another full body workout that was more based on like functional movements.
Okay, okay, that's like another word I like to use. Lunges or yeah. squats. Okay, so,
moves that, like, rotated him around and stuff yeah. like that. Like, maybe doing a lunge with a shoulder press twist.
Yeah, so I'd be careful with that starting
no,
out.
No, yeah, I understand. But, yeah. like, you know, one or just, like, twisting in the lunge without the shoulder uh-huh. press. Just, like, stuff that made him move in some ways that were not his normal movements.
I can buy that. Yeah. because, I mean, golf is a rotational sport, and you usually rotate towards one side. So if he's a righty, he's going to be able to rotate towards his left a lot better than towards his right. So you're going to have to really train in that. And vice versa for left-handed people. So, yeah, no, I would agree with that. Doing day one, a total body weight workout with mobility and cardio. And then day two, if he doesn't, if he can't have, doesn't have access to Pilates or yoga, do day one, the same layout, except for the middle 30 minutes would be more functional movement. So your lunge, your Romanian deadlift, your squat, push-up, et cetera, et cetera. But yeah, if you don't have access to a class, pick up a DVD. I would recommend Stott Pilates stuff. They have really good DVDs that are easy to follow. And they're more. But some of them are really, really male oriented. Huh. So I would pick up. There's a guy. His name is John Gary. He used to train out of Long Beach, but he trains out of New York now. And he has a couple DVDs out, and he's stop trained, so I would highly recommend him. Okay. That's where I went through my courses and all that. So
sounds good. Sounds good. Excellent. Yeah, I think that would be a good start for Randy or any guy in that kind of boat.
Yeah, Randy, if you can foam roll every day because it's good for you.
Explain foam rolling to people real fast. We got some time.
Foam rolling, it's like giving yourself a massage, pretty much. It breaks up your tissue runs parallel, or runs in like long strands, and then when you work out or after chronic use, like sitting in a chair for a long time and over time, scar tissue builds up, running contrary or perpendicular to the fibers, the muscle fibers, so they can't contract and relax as well. So what you're doing is you're breaking up tissues so that your muscles can contract and relax better. You're also increasing blood flow to the area, so they'll recover quicker, and you'll increase the mobility of that area. So my dad has really tight hips, and so for him, foam rolling allows him to move his legs more free. And so in his cycling, It helps him out with that, and with his golf, helps him out with that as well. Okay. So that, I mean, I foam roll before every single workout. I think it's the greatest thing you can do for yourself. If you can afford massage is great as well, but the foam rolling is just a quick and easy way that you can dig into the tissue and break up the scars and all that.
Sounds good.
Yep. I'd also do it before your workout, not after, because before your workout, you want to get the muscle ready, and so it kind of does that.
Okay.
Cool. Anything else we need to tell Randy? I mean...
We need to tell Randy to go to truefitnessacademy.com and check it out.
Oh, yeah, check us. We'll have your full workout posted up there with all the body weight stuff that we want you doing on Monday, and then... we'll put up everything else as well. So your full workout will be up there. So if you resonate with Randy, you can borrow things from this workout. Feel free. Again, this is for older man, middle-aged, if you will. So yeah.
Okay.
Sounds good.
Sounds very good.
Yep. So we'll talk to you tomorrow. We're going to be pulling up a middle-aged woman as well and doing that. And that should be a lot of fun as well. So Tyler, why don't you take us out?
Don't stop believing.
Don't stop believing. All right. Well, you have a great day, and we'll talk to you tomorrow. Peace.